The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, and co-host, Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, it's simple, it's easy, and it sure is fun. Dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington and Mary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Barrington Show. Boy, was it a rush getting here today. Anyhow, we're here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. We're going to thank the new listeners for joining the show. Thank you for coming in. You'll enjoy it. And thank our longtime listeners for being there. You're part of our team. We welcome you. Thank you again. You're with The Barrington Show.
Hi, everyone. Mary here. Hi, and welcome. And we're listening to Reality Radio 101, and we have Barrington here with us today, and we're excited to talk about life in the best of ways. So thanks, Barrington, and let's see what you got going on for us today.
Life and in the best of ways. I like that. Today, typically, if you're a new listener, we generally talk about awakening to a more conscious level of living and to be your true self and to rise up, just to have a better life. I'm not saying that yours isn't good right now. I'm saying that there are things that were introduced to us a long time ago, and we take it as real, and it bags us down. So we generally talk about more of a conscious living. Today, we want to tap into meditation. Because a lot of people are emailing us about meditation, the benefits of meditation, how to do it, how could you get into it, and all this stuff, meditation. We say it's important to do it. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more today.
Yeah, meditation is a way to quiet oneself and sit and relax and look inwardly. You want to be paying attention to what's inside of you. And you may be thinking, well, I don't hear anything. I don't see anything. What's there? Well, your subconscious thoughts are there, and the readiness to tap into your soul, your spirit, your heart, knowing your cell memory, because we've come from generations upon generations of tribes and clans and people in the world. So you want to be able to relate to what's happening inside and have that connectiveness, even intuitively. It's all good. It's all good. You want to relax and just be.
And enjoy the meditation, because it's going to do a lot of good for you. We're also going to tap into talking about our soul. That's important. What does it do? Why do we have one? Do we have one? And how do we benefit from it? Yeah, we've got one. If you're alive, you've got a soul. So we'll put that out there.
So
in case you didn't know that, you do have a soul. So again, thank you for joining us. Today is going to be a fast, easy day. We're going to just talk about meditation and soul. So hang in there.
And awakening.
And awakening.
A little bit about what is awakening.
What is awakening? Wow, yeah. We're going to get into that one
chat
right
about that?
There. Okay, we're going to do the meditation part first.
Okay.
And get it out of the way, because that's what we're getting. A lot of people are asking us about the meditation. The soul, the awakening part, of course, meditation leads into...
helps you awaken.
Yeah. One helps the other. And I'm thinking the meditation will be a better fit to kick off the show because... because it's on top of my list.
It's what he sees
it's
first.
It says number one item on the top there. So meditation, here we go. You want to know the benefits of your meditation. Do you want to say anything on that?
Other than what I've said, it's the idea is to just sit and relax. If you want, you can lay down, but you may fall asleep, and mm-hmm. that's not the goal. And to allow your body to just be in its natural rhythm so you can release the tired, the energies that are not yours to have and things like that.
Okay, so as you learn how to meditate, now we said earlier earlier shows that there are methods to meditate that's different based on maybe culture or just what you've learned and stuff like that. So
many kinds of meditations.
Many kinds of methods of meditating. But what it will do for you, it'll stimulate your brain activity that supports, makes you more confident in your own self, you know, makes you, gives you that sense of power. You're getting universal teaching.
And clarity.
And
your
clarity.
Your brain is letting go of congestion,
right,
so you can have some clarity.
It's also going to teach you how to relax and mellow out. If you're uptight or if you're tense or you're carrying around too much stress, this is definitely the thing for you to do. You want to just sit back and relax and enjoy the meditative state because you're not hyperactive. You know, a true long-term meditator just tends to take it slow and relax. If you have trouble sleeping, you can rely on your meditation because it's definitely going to help you to create a better sleep pattern. It's going to touch all those nerves that's going to make you relax, and then your sleep is going to be easier, more forthcoming. So meditation is definitely a plus for that. It also is going to help you be more peaceful throughout your day. Things won't upset you. I'm not going to use a real word I want to use, but it won't upset you as they normally did because you've learned how to downsize that reaction a little bit. You know how to control it. So your meditative state is going to give you sense of power. It's going to give you sense of consciousness. It's going to give you that relaxed mode, laid back kind of person, you know. So this is definitely where you want to go.
And you'll carry your meditation with you throughout the day.
It definitely takes,
and the more you meditate, the more it stays within your body, and you're moving with those wonderful energies and feelings for your day and evening. It stays
with you, and you know you'll be thinking about it. And of course, what we're trying to get everybody to do is to keep these things on your mind. And the more you think about it, the more they become present to you. Kind of like if you throw your heart overboard, the body follows. If you put your mind to meditation, all the action leads inwards towards that meditation. It's that infinite teacher that you've got that's always
wonderful.
Been, and you're just waking her up and saying, hey, guide me, teach me, show me the way.
And you're forging neural pathways that are new to your brain, and you're affecting all of your nerve cells and your neuron activity moving through your body. So everything's connecting and everything's joining together in harmony throughout
Absolutely.
Your system.
Absolutely, throughout your system. Now, one of the things that you'll also notice as you meditate, because it actually declogs your sense, your brain, you'll have a lot of energy. It'll just pop up anywhere. Your energy level will just elevate because it's getting rid of some of the junk that you don't need. You know, like it's like cleaning your closet.
And as you raise your vibrational frequency, then you begin to awaken more. And your vibration goes up nice and high, and you're tapping into greater awareness or enhanced awareness. And that's what we're seeking here, is to help you to awaken into information that really is cosmic. Okay, we have an email here from Bonnie. Good afternoon, Barrington and Mary. My favorite radio show. Excellent topics today. My question for you, does meditation and the soul have a lot in common? Thank you. Wonderful. Thanks for emailing us the question, Bonnie. Yes, there is a connection. And when we meditate, we're connecting to our soul and our spirit and our heart wisdom. So that is a beautiful trinity that comes together within that flow of your own life equilibrium, what's happening inside of the body, and you're raising your conscious awareness, you're raising your vibration up to tap into pure consciousness. And the soul loves when you meditate.
It's actually calling you to meditate.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
saying, get over Woo-hoo. Here. Let's connect. Let's unite. Let's create a better, easier source. So to answer your question, yes, they are definitely connected to each other, and the soul wants you to meditate more. That's what it's saying right now. Just get out there and learn it and be an expert at it, and you'll feel the connection.
And the more that you meditate, you hone the skill to understand the message of the soul. You communicate with the soul, and you may say, well, I don't think I'm getting anything. However, you are, because you have brain patterns and sine waves and heart signals and all kinds of rhythms throughout your body that do connect with the soul and send messages through.
In saying that, you know, you'll meditate for a while and you don't really notice what you gain in meditation, because the longer you do it, of course, the more you pick up on it. But don't give up. You're getting this little, you know, a penny dropping in your basket all the time. It takes a while for the meditation to do all these things, for you to realize it, but your surroundings will definitely know it. Your people on here will definitely, the people that you hang out with every day, they'll say, there's something up. There's something different about you as you walk with your head up and your confidence kick in, and you start to be able to answer a lot of the questions about you that you didn't know before.
And the emotions that you may carry in your body begin to release and kind of settle, and you start to be a thinker before you get emotional. We have an email here from Chase.
Yeah, Chase is asking if meditation can increase or improve his sex life.
Yep.
Do you have one? It definitely will, because you're feeling more confident, and I'm thinking that a lot of your sex life is based on how you feel
hormones.
About yourself.
And hormones,
how you feel about yourself. So, you know, I haven't done that research, to be
Come on, Barrington, do tell.
I haven't done that research, but because of what I know about meditation, it is going to make you a much stronger, more confident person, and have more belief in yourself. So yeah, I think
it's
to answer your question,
your energy
Chase,
is moving through your body.
You are definitely hitting that stimulating point. So no pun intended. Yes, your answer is going to be yes.
Okay, we have an email from Steven. Hello, I love your show. I have been taking a lot of your advice over the past couple of weeks, and I found my life is actually improving. Thank you very much for all the tips and tricks of living a better life. Steven from Edmonton, Alberta. Thanks, Steven. And if you are emailing in, you want to let us know where you're from, that's awesome. So great.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that response. We want you to join the show. We want you to be a part of the show, like Stephen here from Alberta. Thank you very much. And if you are following...
Edmonton,
Alberta.
Oh yeah, right. Okay,
all right.
Geography lesson 101.
Stephen, yes, thank you. And if you do follow what we're saying, we're speaking from experience. And we've done this walk. We're doing our work. If you follow it, we can tell you that somewhere along the path, you're going to be happier to meet people. You'll be kinder towards people. People will be kinder towards you. You'll see that life has opened up a door because of your outlook on life. And I didn't know what it was before the show, but generally we give this advice to a lot of people, and if they follow this walk, they will get rid of a lot of the baggage that isn't necessary for the journey and travel in your true self.
And releasing negativity or unhealthiness, and then you get a spark for life that you want to be focusing so much on the
health. Zest
yes,
for
and,
life.
Yes, and focusing on being happy, and you get to feel what that's really like every day when you wake up, and life, you know, throws...
You feel that urge in the morning when you roll over in your bed and you just want to go, hallelujah, and for no apparent reason, not because you've, you know, discovered new stuff about you, it's just because you have more zest for life. There's more to it. And you're just happier being there. So thank you again for your response there.
Thanks, Stephen.
Sorry, your other things we're talking about, the other benefits, more benefits of meditating is you'll definitely get rid of tiredness. Now, if you meditate, a lot of the times, and I'm going to say this, you'll fall asleep because you're relaxed and you're bringing the body down and you're getting into that relaxed mode. You'll fall asleep. But after a while, you'll realize that your tiredness is going away. And the more you meditate, the more you feel more energetic. So it will get rid of. One of the reasons we're bringing this up is because you will release your tiredness, the fatigue. You cleaned out your body. Now you're a little bit more up.
Yes. And Connie has emailed us, and she's asking how long should one meditate per day, and does just a few minutes per day help? And Barrington suggests that you begin with 3 minutes if you haven't meditated before, and you work yourself up to a half an hour. What? Connie's from Quebec.
Quebec. Thanks, Connie. Okay, so we're going to say 3 minutes is good, because if we tell you to go any longer than that, you're going to get bored, because, you know, meditating is not that fun to begin with.
If you have a busy brain and there's a lot of thoughts, you have to train your brain to just let the thoughts come through and release. That's what's when people talk to us about beginning, they're saying that they can't focus and they can't concentrate. So that's why Barrington suggests 3 minutes to begin with.
Do a bit of research on it and see how it's going to benefit you. We've talked about it. We're going to always talk about in our show how to reap the benefits of meditating. But you want to do your own research and find a comfortable spot in your house that you could sit quiet where you're not being disturbed. And there's a lot of music out there, I was told on the internet, that could relax you a bit more. Answering your question, start with 3 minutes. Do that for a week or so. And if you feel to do an hour, do it. If you're able to sit there for a whole hour, do it. Because there is no time to stop meditating. You know, but we're saying if you're just going to learn how to do it, put one block in place, one block at a time.
Yes, and if you want to purchase Barrington's book, which is called Ascension, Awaken, hold on.
Awaken an Ascension Guide.
Thank you. Okay. Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. And there is a chapter in the book that introduces you to meditation. And there's 3 different kinds of meditation in the book. So that may help you, Connie.
Okay. Thank you again, Connie from Quebec. Another benefit we're talking about, this is the 8th one we're bringing up. And another benefit is this: you're going to have mental clarity. Okay, I said it earlier that it's going to clean out your confusion. If you want to know if you're a little bit confused, it's easy to tell. Look around you. If your environment is clean, your room is clean, your circle is clean, everything is clean, you're well on your way for clarity. If it's cluttered, that's a reflection. So what you're seeing on the outside is a reflection of what's going on in the inside of you. Clean that space, and you can see how the interior part of your mind, your brain, is going to be a lot cleaner. Clear if you meditate.
Nice. Okay, so in your book, you do talk about beginning with 3 minutes, accurate?
Yes.
Okay, and then advancing to half an hour, or for as long as you want
Right, not limited to 3 minutes.
No.
You know, and you could begin with an hour.
If you're doing perfectly fine, and you're relaxing, and you're focusing on your breath, that's really important to begin with, and focus on your breath going in and out. And when you breathe in, your rib cage and your stomach should be expanding. And when you release your breath, that's when your tummy releases. So you want to make sure that that's the rhythm that you are bringing through into your body, and you're filling your lungs, and you're letting go of carbon dioxide, toxins,
right.
Tiredness.
As you meditate and you get more into it, and by all means, you're going to increase your 3 minutes to 3 hours. You know, that's what we want to do. And by the way, once you meditate for a long time, you want to do it. That old cliche that body's in motion tends to want to stay in motion. Once you learn how to meditate and you're starting to feel clarity, confidence, you're starting to feel the benefits of meditating, yeah, then you'll want to do it more and more and more.
Yes, and what Barrington suggests is that you focus or envision the very center of your heart, and envision yourself going through the center of your heart and then up through your throat and into the middle of your brain, which is where the pineal gland is located near the middle of your brain. So you're focusing on raising your vibration from your heart center into your your actual brain rhythms. And this allows the blood flow and the light to move through your body also.
That's correct. The long-term effect is that. The beginning effect, we want you to learn how to convince yourself to be able to sit there for a while until you get the concept of meditation. So when you start, it's going to be hard. It's going to take some time. When you get used to it, it's a walk in the park. It's like tying up your shoelace. It's easy to do. When you're an expert at it, you're going to be spending every minute doing it because you've tapped into that source of eternity, infinity, limitless, confidence, clarity.
Intuitiveness.
Intuitiveness. You'll hit your peak. You'll hit the zen. You know what I mean? So
you're going up through for super consciousness to be in your body. Your
people around you will notice it. Now, part of this involves you being in good company. Okay? Being in good company means that you just, you know, surround yourself with like-minded people that you're equally yoked with. Don't follow the ones who are teaching you negativity. Just create a new you. And this is what the meditation will do for you.
Nice, nice. Okay, we have an email from Evan. Evan writes in and says, "Hi, funny. I find that sometimes when I do meditate, I get tired and want to take a nap, especially when I go deep breathing exercises. Anyway, to help this problem." Oh, I live in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Love your show. Okay, thanks, Evan.
Okay, Saskatoon. Thank you. I love that place. You're gonna fall asleep. Okay, you're gonna deep breathe.
You might fall asleep.
You may fall asleep because it happens. Even now, I've been meditating for many years, and I still fall asleep at times. You relax, and you're entitled to it. Go for it. You're not doing any harm. When you wake up, if you still have some more time, try it again and try it again and try it again. You will not harm yourself falling asleep while meditating. It's actually, for some, a good method to fall into the sleep mode.
And if you don't want to fall asleep, then change the position of your body and move around in the room a little bit, sit a little differently, open your eyes for a minute. So you just want to change your position because it'll sort of wake your energy up a little bit and get it moving through your body again. You could have some congestion in your system, and the deep breathing is releasing the congestion. So you want to take some nice deep breaths out. And when you breathe in through your nose really well, and that may help to release the congestion that's in your body. And it also gathers in the spine sometimes. So rub your back and rub your spine and your arms and your legs, and it might help you.
Okay. Good. That's good. That's good. That's all accurate, what we're saying. But I would advise you try a different time of the day to meditate if you could. Chisel out. For me, the best time in the day is about 4 o'clock in the morning. Don't ask me what I'm doing up at four o'clock, but I think I'm more energetic then, and my energy is more connected. So yeah, I could get up and do a quick half an hour meditation 4 a.m. in the morning, because I think that's my rejuvenating point in the morning. That's the better time for me. When I meditate at nighttime, I fall asleep because it's my body saying it's time to go to bed. So naturally I fall asleep. So
okay, we have a different kind of question here from Tate, but we can definitely address Tate. Hi, I know that you are not nutritionist, but I have a question for you. Do we get enough vitamins, minerals, and nutrients from the foods that we eat if we have a very good diet, or do we or need to supplement our diet with dietary supplements? Thanks.
Okay. This is good. It depends on what your diet is, and we have no way of knowing that. Do you get enough? You could get enough, like I said, based on your plant-based diet. The
vitamins.
Vitamins. Minerals. The fruits, yeah. They supply enough for you, but it also depends on what you're taking into your body. If you're eating ice cream, probably not. If you're going to eat broccoli, you'll get a little bit more. Again, this information is there for you, laid out in the book.
Yes, so Barrington does have information of the most nutrient-dense food. So that's a superfood because there's more nutrients per unit in that food than perhaps another food of its species. For example, oranges and kiwis and dark leafy greens that are full of lots of colors. This is in his book, Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose, by Barrington, Channeling by Mary, again available at amazon.ca. and Amazon.com. So you want to be eating the superfoods because you have to get the right amount of vitamins and minerals, essential fatty acids and proteins into your system, plus the antioxidants and all the wonderful healing, helping properties that are in plant-based foods. And if you get your proteins from another source, make sure that you're doing the research to know what you're drawing into your body or bringing into your body for a meal.
That's correct. I don't know if you've heard the first part of the show. We're talking about the benefits of meditating. Mm-hmm. One of them, and this is sort of pertaining to the question that was just asked to us. His name's gone now. If you're meditating, this will allow the body to detox itself, and it's pushing out some of the toxin that's in you from whatever you've been eating or just stress or stuff like that.
Environmental stress.
Environmental stress. So the meditation will help with that, but you can also do a detox to flush out the body. A great one is water. You know, just drink a lot of water.
Herbs.
Throw some lemon on top of that in your water and drink a lot of it. That is a natural detox without touching onto any of chemicals and whatnot. And to answer your question, the foods does provide enough vitamins for you if you're eating the proper foods.
Yeah, and that food, what goes into the body and meditation goes hand in hand.
Yes.
Because they work together, like everything works together as a whole. That's how, you know, we kind of look at it here. And we want to share that with you. Barrington, also, you gave a list with lots of wonderful greens and broccoli and
yes, we tapped into that last week, and which is just a natural detox for the body. It's in our book, but if you caught last week's show, we talked about just these leafy vegetables. There's kale,
spinach,
baby spinach, parsley, broccoli, romaine lettuce. Now, if you want to throw that in your everyday diet, that's an amazing thing to do. And I didn't mention, you can turn it into a smoothie, have a cup of it. It doesn't taste great, but it's good for you. It really flushes out the toxins out of your body. And if you can add that in every day, maybe you take one meal of the day and make it a green, leafy
salad
base.
Even,
yeah, have that for one meal per day and you'll be good to go.
And you can infuse your water with lemon or lime and ginger and celery leaves and because the minerals and all the good properties will leach into your water. And if you put a little pinch of mountain salt in, you're increasing the electrolytes. So you can infuse your water, and after you drink it, you can eat the food for your lunch or a snack. Okay, so we have a yes.
Okay, we're gonna.
Did you want to give out that contact information again? Is that what you'd like?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show with host Barrington and co-host Mary. If you're just tuning in, our telephone number is 905-725-1907. That is our number in the Toronto GTA area of Southern Ontario, Canada. Anywhere else in North America, you can call 1-866-905-7325. We will pay for the telephone call. And if you're calling from across the pond, 1-866-656-5477. And what you can do also, hey, send us an email. Barrington and Mary get those emails directly to them in studio101@gmail.com.
We have an email from Hank.
Hey, Hank, your email is excellent because a guy had just called, emailed us and wondered if his meditation is going to improve his sex life. And you're saying, yes, you've been listening to the show. You're from Toronto, Ontario. Advice on meditation is excellent. You've been doing meditation for 3 years. You've lost weight, lowered your blood pressure. And yes, your sex life has improved. Wonderful, and it is amazing. So thank you for that information from Toronto, Ontario. So there you go, confirmation that meditation is going to make your sex life better, or should I say could make your sex life better, and it also depends on how it is. But it is going to lower your blood pressure. It is going to lower your body's mass. It is going to improve your circulation. It's just an amazing tool, and it's free. It's a free tool that you don't have to run around and buy a diet book to tell you some stuff that's not going to work. And I like to say this, and Mary's not going to like me saying that, if the diet books were excellent, they were working, there'd only be one, Okay, but there's over 400 of them out there. That tells you something. Just meditate. Learn to love yourself. Learn to love you. And you this is going to be awesome. So thank you very much for the email there from Toronto, Ontario.
And Hank is accurate Hank. Because when we meditate, we release melatonin. Mm-hmm. And melatonin actually stabilizes our blood pressure levels. So that's a good point. Thanks, Hank.
Thanks, Hank.
Okay, we have an email from Janice. Hello. Do you have to wear any special clothing when meditating? Someone said lightweight, loose clothing is the best. Is that correct? I live in Wilmington, Delaware.
There is no special uniform for meditating. However, if you have something that's going to be tight, if you have something that's tight on your body, you'll feel that. You'll notice
it.
You want loose, comfortable clothing. Yeah. Meditate naked. Close the blinds, though. You know, meditate naked and or whatever you can do. You don't want anything to restrict you or to take away your attention from
focus. You have to breathe deep.
Focus. And, you know, don't be try to do it before you eat. It's easier because your whole bunch of activities won't be going on in your system. So, if you know, don't do it hungry, but just be comfortable with your, don't do it after a big meal because you'll feel the effect of the food as and you sit still to meditate.
Quite often when we meditate, our stomach expands because we're holding chi or ki into our tummy area. So you want to have something really loose and you also want to have layers with you because you may cool down or heat up. So you want to be able to have like a sweater or a shirt handy. And if you need to take off a layer, that you have something that you feel comfortable in after you do that. So once again, anything you want that's comfortable, that's loose, and that you can make sure that you regulate your heat properly or cool yourself down properly.
Be very comfortable. You know, if you're doing the sit up in a chair meditation, make sure you're sitting up really straight and you're comfortable, and you know you're not feeling any pressure on the body anywhere. Because that will take away from the sensation of the meditation.
Okay, we have an email from Walter. Hello, Barrington Show. I just wanted to tell all of you that I love your show. Such refreshing advice. Thank you for all that you do. Loving it.
Thanks, Walter. We don't know where Walter's from, but thank you. And
Walter from wherever you are.
Walter from where you are. Thanks, Walter. I appreciate that. It's amazing. I love the feedback we get from you guys. We're starting to build this family and we're connected. We're all one. You're my brother and sister and mother and father. We're just one big happy family and we're doing this together. So thank you very much. Having said all that, now we're going to talk about the soul, the happy family. I'd like to say the souls travel together. We all move around wherever we go, whichever part of the world we're in, we all move together, and that's our soul. If you imagine taking a bunch of tennis balls, for example, and you go to the head of the river and you dump it in the river and you get in your car and you drive for miles down the road to the foot of the river, the mouth of the river, you'll see all those tennis balls showing up together. Because they're on the same wave. They're traveling together. And this is like our soul.
So souls, they flock together or they swim together like fish in the sea and birds in the sky.
Some fish in the sea and some birds in the sky.
Yeah, they do. They do. They actually gather and they move in and out of realities and physical bodies. And they stay together.
They stay together. And usually you travel in circles in the same family. We're all one family. So when you meet the neighbor that you know for sure you've met before and you don't remember where, you're connected. Take a good look in that person's eye, the left eye. You feel a spark, some sort of connection that you've been with this person before. And you could have been a brother, a cousin, a mother, a father in another life somewhere, and you've decided to come here together in this life for whatever the task may be. But our souls travel together. And when your relative pass away, they do come back. I don't think we die. It's called rebirth. The body has gotten too old. And I've said this before on the other shows. The body has gotten too old or it's broken, or it's diseased. We have to lay it down, much like your old car that you don't have anymore. You had to get rid of it and replace it. And replacing the body, you get a new one. And if you were the grandmother in this family and you've passed on, or grandfather, or older, or accident, whatever, you may show up in another life somewhere in this family as a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a grandson, something, because we're all together. We travel together.
In our essence is what is leaving the physical body, our everlasting as essence, the properties and the molecules, the electromagnetic field, everything that we are when we're not in a physical frame. So that part of us is infinite. And as Barrington is saying, that the soul comes together with us, with the spirit. We're all aspects of this totality that we exist in from the very original source, from the cosmic dawn.
Right. The soul, well, it tries to bring you peace and harmony.
Yeah.
That's its job. It's not going to ever tell you to go out and murder somebody, you know, even
and,
though
and the soul,
heard
though,
that.
The soul
but it's
makes
not
going to
do
wiser.
That. It does make you wiser, brings about peace and harmony. It makes you, I said that already, makes you wiser, makes you pay attention to the signals. It gives you this opportunity in life to love and to love you, because it's all about purity and kindness. And this is what their soul does. It helps us gather and to connect. And you will connect to like-minded people. You know, if you are of peace and tranquility, the soul is going to bring that into your life. The soul is going to bring others into your life that is the same like you, where you're equally yoked. So it's a good thing to have. And you do have one. It is constantly trying to get your attention. Constantly trying to call you to a better place. When you're sad and you're down and you're out, the soul is the one that's going to try to lift you back up and get you into a higher vibration, a higher place.
Yes, and when the soul teaches you, or all of us, and we reach a certain level, you actually are then given a new set of experiences so that you can move through them with your soul. So you want to do your best in your meditations to be able to listen on certain levels of our own realities where the soul can help. And the information does penetrate through the cells, and it causes us to react. So the more we meditate, this helps. Jody, just speaking about meditation, she's asking about what type of food to have in the morning. And fruits are wonderful to begin your day with, because you're giving your brain the sugars that it needs. You're giving your body electrolytes. So the fruit is best to start your day with. Again, your water to flush out your liver and your kidneys.
You definitely
with some lemon
want to do
in it.
Water.
Yeah, so, and you can have a protein, yes. I believe that people should be having fruit in the morning, or this is what we share.
Yeah, that's accurate, and I believe that. And for us, we practice doing that. We eat those things at certain times of the day. But there are people out there who's on special diets, and they're
fruits, nuts, seeds,
given,
a protein.
You know, a list of foods to eat from their
oatmeal
experts and whatnot, and we don't want to interrupt that. We're just going to say one thing you want to be sure of, be mindful of, is to always give the body what it's asking for.
Yes.
And I've never heard of anybody saying it needs a Big Mac. I'm just saying that.
Oops.
I'm just saying that. You know, but always be mindful. And if you can, you can treat the body the way you would a brand new baby. They will only ask for the food when they want it, and they'll only accept what is good for them. So try that method, not forcing them to eat the other stuff. Okay? You want to go
heavily processed foods, foods that are from factories and that are just really overproduced.
Yeah, I don't want to say that, but you're accurate.
Yeah. Okay, we have an email from Josh. Josh is asking, is the soul spiritual or supernatural? Very confusing. Yes, yes and yes. The spirit and the soul come from our very beginnings, from the cosmic dawns, from the elements that created us. And
based, it's your foundation.
Yes, the soul carries the wisdom, and spirit moves the energy along for us. So soul has all of that lineage, that the generations of information that infuse into each part of our inner system, so the nervous system, the spine, the organs, the kidneys, because that's how the soul registers information into this life extension for you, so you can explore your lineage through cell memory and DNA strands. So the soul is of a supernatural metaphysical way. It doesn't exist in a physical reality. However, it exists internally in places where you can attain that information and resonate with it and really partner with it. Your soul's here to teach you, as Barrington has said.
Yeah, it is your teacher, and it's taken information from every walk of life that you've been a part of, and it'll bring it out for you today. So it is an infinite teacher. It teaches you everything, much like your DNA has this registry that's always been a part of you. The soul is very much the same.
Okay, and we have an email from Walter. So thank you, Barrington, for that information. Walter writes, "Hi, can you please touch base about shaman circles and teachings? I see that on your website, and I have heard about it. But what is it exactly? Thanks for the lesson." Okay, shamanism is it's a beautiful natural teaching about how to connect with Mother Nature through foods, through thought, through caring, through guardianship. And what shaman does is it teaches us how to live in a very natural, sustainable way. So that's kind of touching into a little bit to give you some information. And the teachings are always about sustainability. They're about caring for one another. They're very similar to what Barrington talks about all the time.
And if you caught the first part of the show, we also talked about meditation. And this will also open up that channel for you.
Yep, for shamanism.
If you tap into your meditation. And we want to go, there's many methods, there are many roads that leads to this avenue. We want to go with the one that we're sure that will get you there. So others will have other ideas how to get there. I know for sure meditation will take you right into the core of it. So practice that, and you will, you know, find your own method, maybe. Practice the meditation. It'll get you there.
Yes, and also shamanism is really about the plant medicines and things that we take into our body naturally, and over time, doctors came along. But when tribes and very indigenous places, they don't necessarily have doctors, so they have to learn how to have preventative medicines and preventative care so they're not ill.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Carla. Hi, Carla. Hello. Good topics today. Good advice. Where can we purchase Barrington's book? Is there a second book coming out? Is this his book? I just have to move the screen because I really can't see. Okay, I did that. Is his book more about spirituality or health topics? All the above.
All the above.
Barrington's book can be purchased at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. The name of his book is Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose by Barrington and Channeling by Mary. And our website is www.barringtonawaken.com. And you can also visit Barrington's Instagram, which is at Barrington Awaken.
And to answer the other question about other books, yes, we're definitely working on other books. We've talked about them briefly on the other show, but yeah, there are more to come. I think the third one we haven't talked about,
the healing chart. Barrington wants to get that
one.
Going
I'm
second.
Anxious to get the third one out there because it's an amazing tool to have. It's more of a guide, and it'll teach you how to actually repair yourself if you have issues. The healing guide will teach you how to repair yourself through foods and all these things. So
yes, and Barrington's book is about aligning to the true you, to allow the true you to come through and what your life purpose is. It connects to us as rainbow indigo children because we've all come from that same cosmic dawn. It's a synergy of the heart, the soul, and the spirit together working on your behalf in a path of sacred enlightenment. His book is also about awakening and ascending into super consciousness, or what we sometimes call pure consciousness. There is a healthy food guide in the book for you. And there's a bit of information about the cosmic dawn and the cosmos and how things came to be for us. So thanks for asking. And also connecting with Mother Nature and the importance to be with Mother Nature as caregivers and really taking into consideration sustainability. And there's also meditations and beautiful invocations in the book, if that helps.
Excellent.
You.
Yeah, so thank you for that email,
Carla.
Carla, and we don't know where you're calling or emailing from, but thank you. We're talking about the soul. If you're a new listener, we tap into spirituality, we tap into health and wellness, we tap into eternal life. This is a spiritual radio show. We talk about spirituality. Today, we're tapping into the soul because everybody's asking, do I have a soul? Does everybody have a soul?
Yes.
Well, if you're alive and you're breathing and you're hearing me, you definitely have a soul. So we talk about it. And what the soul does is for you to be happy. You know, it connects you. It's allowing you to be free. And I said earlier, we want you to be in good company. It's easier. It's like if you aim to soar like the eagle, you don't want to flock around with the turkeys. And not to disrespect the birds, but
the turkeys? Poor turkeys.
But I'm simply saying that you're going to have to choose good company. You should choose good company. And don't let anybody bring you into their mess. You know, be your own driver. Get on your own bus. Do your own thing. And be happy. The soul is constantly getting you to choose the path of righteousness.
Yes. And we have an email from Peter. Hello, Barrington. Can you please explain what is your Saturday, Sunday soul service? Is that a church service? If so, where is it located and what time? Okay. And Peter is from Toronto and he's saying thank you. So on our website, we've got everything going. And Barrington will be chatting in the future on the Saturday or Sunday and doing a bit of a service, but more of a, just connecting with you on a personal level. He's going to physically be there and you can come along and sit and listen to his teachings. He's a wonderful teacher, been teaching for, I believe, life extensions after life extensions.
That's what I was told. That's some bits of information I got through meditation, that every life that I've lived, I was a teacher.
And for now we have...
Weird.
Not weird. Awesome. We do have a temporary location in Scarborough where we're starting to set up some classes and some different events, etc. So keep an eye on the website for when we're going to launch everything. And at this point, Barrington is not gathering there on the Saturday or Sunday, but we're hoping to make this happen soon for you. And so you are from Toronto, so that's going to be an easy route for you because you're going to be close. Awesome. Thanks, Peter.
And we're working on that. We're working on quite a bit of things we're trying to put together. The book we definitely want to get out there. The third book we want to get out there. The Barrington Awakening and Ascension Guide book is on the market, and we're promoting that one for people who want to take the journey with us to get on that road and to learn true love, to learn how to truly love yourself where you're not... questioning yourself, or you're feeling insecure, or you're feeling this. This is just a little pick-me-up or to get you to your level of confidence.
Yes, and the show's kind of winding down a bit, so if you have an email, you can send it to us at instudio101@gmail.com. And again, you're listening to Reality Radio 101. Okay,
Monique from White House. Is thanking us. She loves the show. Yukon. It's up in the Yukon.
White Horse. Wow.
White Horse?
Yeah. White Horse, Yukon.
Thank
you. Hello. Hello. way over.
Donald Trump.
Yeah,
White Horse. Thank you very much. You're loving the show. It's an amazing topic. And from White Horse.
Yeah.
Yukon.
That's love you. Love you too.
Thank you.
Love you. Nice. Okay. Where are we now talking about
the soul? We're still talking about the soul. We're still talking about connecting the good points of having the soul and what it's doing and how it feeds into the relationship. Earlier today when we were preparing for this show, you and I were talking about meeting people and how the souls from either person, let's assume in a hypothetical situation, we're talking about a girl and a boy wanting to meet each other. They should be able to connect without seeing each other. Both eyes closed and feel each other. And that's how you make your spiritual connection.
So you're sensing that
you're
there's
sensing
something within that other person that,
this
that you are harmonizing with.
Harmonizing, there
okay.
you go. And in doing that, you're meeting what they call the soulmate because you've met at that level. The bigger confusion we're having now is that our eyes are telling us stories like, oh, she doesn't look good or he doesn't look good or he's from a bad family or Catholic or non-Catholic or Christian or whatever religion. I didn't mean any of those specific names.
Right.
But you should be able to meet that person with your eyes closed because you're connecting to the soul.
Soul to soul,
soul
heart to heart.
Soul to soul, heart to heart.
Spirit
now,
to spirit.
Now, our eyes are lying to us because it's saying, or ears, it's saying it doesn't look right, it doesn't sound right.
So it's not so much what's on the surface, it's what's inside of a person that really matters and counts?
What's on the surface is just a vehicle that's getting you to your destination, and it doesn't matter what that vehicle looks like. You know, if you're taking a trip from point A to point B, you could do it in a skateboard or a limousine.
Right.
What matters is the context of the journey, which is where the soul connects.
Right. And right. And sometimes the soul comes together to connect with other souls and to do work, to have a journey, to become wiser, to share that wisdom. And there are times when the soul is finished, you simply are done with that relationship. And don't be sad.
You do get together just to fulfill that purpose.
Yeah.
You could have met, you know, you're in high school and you met your teacher and you've got this connection, but you're only there for 4 years to get that lesson and then you move on. The same relationship works. Now, we confuse it by trying to make it intimate or make it permanent. A lot of the times you meet someone, it's only for that reason, and they have something to teach you or you have something to learn from them. You tend to pick up something and move on. It's not supposed to be the longevity of the rest of your life, right? Because it will bring you together. The soul will bring you together. But it changes all the time.
Okay, so it's like wisdom. There's an exchange of wisdom to wisdom, or an
something.
Exciting experience to for an
something.
Exciting experience.
Somebody just needs the confidence or something.
Or healing. It can be healing. You're each helping each other. You're helping each other to heal.
Right. Could be journey. Could be healing. It could be a lot of things could pop up from
okay.
it. So
okay.
just because you're meeting that person, it isn't saying you're going to be with them for the rest of your life. People just pop in and deliver a message, and then they take off, right?
Yes, and
or they disappear, or they go on, they move on, like the ships that pass each other at nighttime. It's not designed for you to always latch on to that person for the rest of your life. It doesn't work that way.
No, and you don't want to be connecting with someone to also try to change them away from being their true self either, because everyone should be able to be exactly what they're created to be. And I also know that sometimes I believe, or we believe together, that the teacher is the student and the student is the teacher. So as you may be feeling, you're sharing information, you're also learning information. So the student is the teacher and the teacher is the student.
Don from British Columbia just wanted to say hello. He's loving the show. Thank you, British Columbia. He loves the show and a very interesting topic. Thank you for contacting us, Don.
Thanks, Don.
And it's good to hear these things. It makes you smile. There's actually people out there who wants to learn and who wants to take this journey. Our job is just to present it to you and hope you'll pick up on it and move forth. So thank you again. And keep the emails coming. We're loving you. For new listeners or old-time listeners, we're always going to be here for you. You're a part of the Barrington Show. We're a family together. We love each other. And this is how we're going to grow.
Yes.
That's a rhyme.
Hey. What we're really aiming here is to support you to become your best self, the best you that you can be as you expand your awareness, as you become mature in the world or spiritually mature, and as you advance yourself to be natural, to be the organic person that you were made to be, you know, in the womb, and to come forth into life and to have your happiness, you know, available to you every day so that you can feel that joy and feel that goodness and be with others who are also wanting to have that circle with you so that, you know, you've got others. But if there isn't anyone there, you can love yourself 100%. You can
100%.
Entertain yourself 100%.
100%.
That's how you learn how to love others.
This
and
is it.
Barrington has talked about this in the last few weeks.
It's important for you to be kind to others. It's important for you to be kind to yourself. But being kind to others is actually teaching you how to be kind to yourself. So kindness is when you have it, you could deliver it. I said today we were talking that the older person that's in front of you is you waiting to happen. And you at this point have the ability to choose how you'll be treated when you become that old person.
So by how we treat our elders?
By how we treat everybody.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So whatever you dish out, you're going to get back. So be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. You know, it's important. And you must allow change to occur in your life. Take this journey, carry on, and allow change to happen. We wanted to talk a little bit about bullying. And I'm not getting the response that I thought I would get, but don't be afraid of that one. They're not ready yet. It's insecurity and it's fear is why they react in that way. And I could give you a whole bunch of reasons as to why that bully is going to come out and exert his power that he thinks he has over you. Stand up to it. The only way to stop it is saying, hey, no more. If he's hating you, if he's beating you up, or whatever the case may be, he is not big, bad, and powerful. He's just afraid.
And wants recognition.
And wants to be recognized. You know, if you have a chance, just give him a hug and tell him you love him, and that he'll stop being a bully, or she, or it, or they. You know, I mean, it's not restricted to one person. But don't be afraid of that. It's just that they're not ready yet. Offer them love.
Yes,
and sympathy.
Yes, and you've told me that if someone really, truly is holding that greater strength within themselves, they wouldn't be picking on someone else.
Absolutely not.
So it's a physical strength they're exerting because they're suffering or they're in pain.
You don't see this giant of a man beating up a little baby because he's bigger and he knows I'm saying that. I'm just talking. Because he knows. He has the power over it. But what happens with the bully is he needs to show you that he's big, bad, and powerful. I will say, if you're so big, bad, and powerful, why don't you stop the rain from falling? You know, you have to know that the bully is just afraid and he's scared. And when he comes to you, he's just trying to make you think that he is that powerful one.
Right, right. And I was speaking with a young girl, 13 years of age, and she was being bullied terribly at school. And the suggestion that I gave her, and it did work, is in that moment, you have to have a voice and you have to be loud and proud. And, you know, to be able to use your voice to say, hey, so-and-so, and say the person's name. Why are you hurting me? Stop hitting me. Stop pinching me or pulling my arm.
Right.
And you have to talk loud and clear, even in the classroom, and say, why did you push my book onto the floor, so-and-so, so that everybody hears and everyone takes notice. Because what was happening with her was she was telling the teacher, and nothing was really getting done. So you have to have a voice, and
You must have a voice.
Yeah, and walk with your friends, and don't be alone if you can help it. And you know, say until someone listens.
You must have a voice. So we have an email here from Ralph, and Atlantic City, New Jersey. He wants to know who's gonna. He loves the show, and he wants to know who's gonna win the Super Bowl today. He wants us to give us any spiritual tips. Actually, I can. I can tell you exactly who's going to win. The best team. I'm not a football fan. I wish both of them would win, but apparently it doesn't work that way. But I could tell you for sure, the better team's going to win today. Thanks for your email.
That's a big answer.
Well, it's true.
Yes.
And I know that for sure.
I have to say that is a brilliant answer. I was wondering when I read this email how you were going to answer that. And that's the perfect answer.
Thank you. Thank you. And they made the best team win.
Maybe there's some good karma involved there.
Okay. Moving on. So we talked about the bully, and we are running out of time. We're winding down. I didn't realize how fast this hour have gone. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to The Barrington Show with Barrington and Mary. To answer a lot of the questions we're asking, the books are coming out. More will be there soon. Mary and I are doing the show, wanting you to join our team. It's The Barrington Show. We're here every Sunday, 3 o'clock, and we'll be here, so we're asking you to come and join us.
Yes, The Barrington Show, Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and thanks so much for everyone who joined us today. And we love you. We're sending the love out, and be the best that you can be, because that's what we're doing for you here.
And go Super Bowl winners.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, and co-host, Mary. right here on Reality Radio 101.